Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches your soul and our friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel, the good news. I'm Kevin Williams here with Bill Gaither himself and a great cast of characters. We're all ready to get things going.
And all of my guests today know how to seal any musical deal. The Martins, the Isaacs, the Booth Brothers.
Who wrote this, Bill, "When God Dips His Love in My Heart"?
Cleveland Derricks.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote it.
Great writer.
Back in the 40s. What a great song. "When God Dips His Love in My Heart."
When God dips his pen of love in my heart, and then he writes my soul a message he wants me to know. His spirit sinful soul on fire.
Hallelujah.
When God dips his love in my heart.
Listen. He walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely. And his blood washed away every stain. Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. How he brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart.
Ooh, it makes me laugh.
Jesus did impart.
My public service announcement today is, if you think it's a small world after all, you've never run out of gas on a country road.
Oh, I get it.
I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, because it's your show. That's why you said it.
Yeah. It seemed to be the thing at the time.
Seemed to be the thing.
Going right in to a brand new song by the Gaither Vocal Band called Feed Me, Jesus.
Feed me, manna from heaven.
Feed me, Jesus. Feed me till I want no
more. Feed me, manna from heaven.
Feed me, Jesus. You can satisfy the need I'm longing for.
Honey in the rock.
Honey in the rock. Let your sweetness pour.
Feed me, manna from heaven.
Feed me, Jesus. Feed me till I want no more. In this wilderness, we need nothing less than your table spread with our daily bread. Fill our thirsty souls till they overflow. Help us feed a hungry world today, we pray.
To feed a multitude,
miracles can happen with
a giving attitude.
When that boy gave up his lunch,
a mighty seed was sown.
12 big baskets gathered up,
he got to take them home.
Feed me, manna from heaven.
Feed me, Jesus. Till I want no
feed me, manna from heaven.
Feed me, Jesus. You can satisfy the need I'm longing for.
Honey in the rock.
Honey in the rock. Let your sweetness pour.
Feed me, manna from heaven.
Feed me, Jesus. Feed me till I want. Feed me, Jesus. Feed me till I want no
feed
more. You can satisfy the need of honey. Honey in the rock. Let your sweetness pour.
Feed
me, Jesus. Feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want.
Same key.
That was all first amazing.
Kind of a ho-hum award this week. The Washington Web wannabes working at Wally and Wanda's Whatnot and Wakarusa gave us their Dead and Dumb trophy.
Okay.
They said their words are all dread because the truth is they're dead.
Oh, come on.
That wasn't nice. But here it is anyway. The word of the day is latitudinarian.
Latitudinarian.
Okay, let me go ahead and get going with this one.
Yeah.
Latitudinarian, you say?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little story. There was in the days of the Roman Empire a certain ruler named Denarian. Denarian ruled with an iron fist and a magnet. The very mention of his name brought terror. One day, during his summer break, Denarian was doing some work around the house when he realized he needed to make a repair that was much higher than he was. You see, he was a 4-foot man in a house with 12-foot columns. He sent a message by his carrier pigeon to his trusty sword bearer, who incidentally hated pigeons. The sword bearer called the cup bearer, and together they bore. Now, immediately after bearing, they called a next-door neighbor who owned a ladder, because it's always the next-door neighbor who has the ladder. And they said, take this ladder to a denarian.
Oh,
and there we go. That's the phrase.
It's horrific.
Am I right on that?
I am stunned. Actually, what it means is opinionated, as in most theologians are latitudinarian in their thinking.
That was so wrong, Tori.
So very wrong.
Here are the Martins. He'll be holding his own.
My feet can't walk any further. When my back is bent from below. When I just can't seem to go on any longer. He'll be holding his own. When the words have left my heart beating. And I'm bruised from the sticks and the stones. When I just can't find the rope to hold on to. He'll be holding.
Ronnie Reagan here, Bill. I just want some wisdom. Give us some wisdom today that we'll even enjoy up here in heaven.
Funny that you ask, Ronnie. You can't fool all the people all the time, but if you can fool them once every 4 years, you'll have a promising career in politics.
Whoa. That's true.
I'm rolling up that hallelujah turnpike. I'm loaded up with joy in my soul. This rig is glory bound and the devil can't slow me down, cause Jesus already paid the toll. Oh, oh.
Rolling, Lord, we're rolling, and heaven is further up the road. Wheels are turning, ever returning. Oh, get behind me, Satan, you're too slow. We're rolling up that hallelujah turnpike, headed home.
Turn and go the other way. Oh, sinner, don't wait. further up the road. Wheels are turning, never returning. Oh, get behind me, Satan, you're too slow. We're rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, headed home. Further up the road, wheels are turning, never returning. Oh, get behind me, Satan, you're too slow. We're rolling up that Hallelujah Turnpike, headed home.
The Isaacs on this fully alive edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. Pay attention to the little things in life, because in the end, you'll find out that they were the big things.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
My buddy Todd Suttles is with us, the vocal band. Been there about 4 years now,
yeah,
right?
Yes, sir. That's right. Excited, glad to be here.
You having a good time?
Oh, joy, joy, joy.
People love you, my friend.
Oh,
they love you. Here's the Collingsworth family.
I've come here to tell you.
I've come here to tell you that the Lord is good. His mercy will endure forever like He said it would. So let's exalt His name together. Don't you think we should? Oh, I've come here to tell you that the Lord is good.
Lazarus knew just what it meant to hear from the Lord.
Together, don't you think we should?
We get some emails from our friends around the globe that are wonderful, like this one. I hear you down under in New South Wales, Australia. Love the music, the joy that you bring. Keep encouraging our hearts. The laughter is good relief. That's from Maggie.
Daryl says, I hear you all the time, and your show is the bright spot in my day. I hear you on the satellite, and I'm glad I found you. You're my 24-hour infusion of joy, and I love it.
This one says, I'm a paramedic, and I commute 60 miles to and from work every day. I hear you on the satellite, and your songs and laughter lift my spirit. I often have a mini praise session while I'm driving. Thanks for sharing your love and the love of Jesus. That's from Martha.
Your program has changed the way I worship. I feel much more free to express my love for the Lord. In church recently, I actually stood with my hands raised as we sang When We All Get to Heaven. Many of my fellow Methodists also got into the moment, and we had church. Love your show, Mary.
It's from Mary.
Keep lifting them up, Mary.
The last two notes we got were from Martha and Mary. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
My husband listens to you every night, loves your program. He walked away from the Lord some years ago, but your show is the first sign I've seen that he wants to come back, and I'm believing he will. And so thank you for that note of encouragement to us, and we'll keep doing what we do.
You know, the Ten Commandments are very important in all of our lives, but one commandment especially, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, is a very, very important commandment. And that's tough in this day and time. I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus, his cross alone, my holy grail. Listen.
I went to visit the shrine of plenty, but found its storerooms all filled with dust. I bowed at altars of gold and silver, but as I knelt there, they turned to rust. So I worship only at the feet of Jesus, his cup of fortune made me a pilgrim to journey to fame's promised heights, but as I climb the feet turn to lies. The gods of earth fell and betrayed me, but you
still very, very important. Mm-hmm. Makes for a life of joy and happiness. Get your priorities straight. Todd, it's been a good day.
Yes. Now, if you surf during the week, take a break at thehomecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You can find the dates and places for future concerts, and you can download the free iPhone app. It's free.
You'll love spending some time on our Facebook page. You can get the latest on the Gaither videos, and go leave us an email to homecomingradio.com.
Find homecoming stations in Idaho like KBPU, KMBI, KMEI, and KYMS. We say a big thanks and
salute!
Bill Gloria just called to remind you that you are the starting quarterback for the Gaither Gladiators in tonight's flag football championship. She said, be sure to put your mouthpiece in.
I don't have room for that and my teeth both.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.